Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. EPA cannot bring itself to leave farmers alone. Lois Ault, a West Virginia chicken farmer, has spent months fighting off the demands of the EPA that her poultry operation had to have a clean water discharge permit. Now, here is what EPA argues. Dust particles containing manure and feathers were on the ground outside the poultry house. That's terrible. How could she allow that to happen? EPA's position is absurd, and I confess that there is probably some dust and manure outside my hog barns. And that's just part of the normal operation of a livestock farm. Fortunately, the case that EPA brought against Lois Ault was withdrawn by EPA, and I think they were surprised when she filed a countersuit against them. And then the American Farm Bureau and the West Virginia Farm Bureau joined in support of her countersuit. EPA must have been shocked that a small chicken farmer would put up a fight. They like to pick on individuals and operations that don't have the resources. It's pretty clear that EPA withdrew the suit because they didn't want to run the risk of losing the case in court. Bob Stallman of the American Farm Bureau Federation said, and I quote, "This is a personal victory for Lois Ault, but it should not have taken a federal lawsuit to convince EPA to withdraw an order that was illegal from the start." Lois Ault has not withdrawn her suit against EPA. Why let EPA off the hook? A federal judge will decide where we go to from here. In the meantime, EPA will be looking around to attack some other poor farmer that's just doing his job. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.